In this editorial, Tower is low-risk young population, a double-edged sword. We intend to bring the focus on young patients who will be considered as a candidate for Tower in near future. We have witnessed that over the last two decades, there is a remarkable improvement in the TAVR procedure techniques and refinement of transcatheter heart valves. As we know, in 2019, the US FDA approved TAVR in low-risk patients based on two randomized trials. Also, TAVR may be preferred by the young population given the benefits of early discharge, shorter hospital stay, and expedited recovery. However, the landmark trials investigating TAVR in low-risk population excluded the patients with certain anatomies such as bicuspid aortic valve and young population, particularly less than 65 years of age. The key apprehensions following TAVR include the risk of conduction abnormalities needing pacemaker implantation, coronary artery obstruction, and future re-access. Studies have also shown longer hospital stays and higher risk of all-cause death following pacemaker implantation. While newer techniques such as cusp overlap implantation technique has shown a promise in reducing the pacemaker rates with self-expandable valves, yet it remains a valid concern in young population. Lastly, the data on long-term durability, more than 10 years, of TAVR is still unknown given the initial procedures were performed in high or prohibitive surgical risk patients. Therefore, consideration of TAVR in low-risk patients of less than 65 years of age should be done very carefully after factoring in all the information and, most importantly, the need for future interventions. In conclusion, although there is no good answer yet, while awaiting future research and new valve refinements, a shared decision making should be considered by opting an individualized patient approach, including anticoagulation and lifetime strategies such as predictability of reoperation and future valves.